Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. After two summers of smoke and fire that a lot of us could not wait to end, this one feels different, like it's going by very fast indeed. Let us mark where we are in time with the help of Rilo Kiley.
August, I'll see you soon. Under yellow moons, where I'll gather what's left of you.
Gather what's left of you indeed. There are many warm, long days ahead, though less long and possibly less warm as the month goes on, and many arts events to enjoy in the month of August. We do our monthly sync up with the various First Friday art walks in the region by offering up our First Friday Art Talk. We invite arts organizations to call in with news of their events for August. If you want to join the parade of listener-generated content, grab a phone and tell the JPR audience about your event. The number is 800-838-3760. I must admit all the phone lines are tied up, so let's take care of that. Here is Howard in Eugene at No Shame Theater. Welcome back to The Exchange.
Hello. Tonight we're having a performance of No Shame Theater. This is where we have 15 acts that perform starting at 8 o'clock, and they can be anything from sketches to monologues to poetry, reciting, to choreographed dancing, any other musical acts. What you do is you show up by 7:30, fill out a form, and then out of those who fill the form out, the first 15 are chosen to perform, and anybody can come in to sign up if they arrive by 7:30. Now, between the performances, we have weekly workshop rehearsals on Thursday evenings, but that doesn't mean that it's confined exclusively to those people who show up to rehearsals, because it's still open to everybody who wants to come in by 7:30 to fill the forms out and be chosen as one of the 15 acts.
Okay, so sign up at 7:30, perform at 8, and 15 acts.
Yeah, I can give the address. It was the Atrium Building at the northeast corner of Broadway and Olive, right across from the LTD bus station.
Okay, so if you find LTD, you have essentially found the Atrium Building and No Shame Theater.
Yes.
All right. Howard, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us to talk about No Shame Theater.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. One phone line open at 800-838-3760. Also in Eugene, Steve at New Zone Gallery. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, good morning, Jefferson Public Radio. Or I should say Jeffrey Public Radio. It's good to be back. Tonight is the kickoff for the Eugene Visual Arts Week, and that will start with the Mayor's Art Show, which is going to be right across the street from us at the Holt Center. Also, we will have the Salon des Refusés at the New Zone Gallery, which is right across the street from the Holt Center, where the Mayor's Art Show will be. The Salon des Refusés is a show of artwork refused by the Mayor's Art Show. We're located at 22 West 7th, right across the street from the Mayor's Art Show, underneath the parkade, where we have free parking for the first hour. We are open Sunday through Saturday, noon to 6, 7 days a week. So tonight is the opening reception. We have 80 pieces of the work that was refused by the Mayor's Art Show. We also have a featured artist, Joellen Ward-Vogel. Her show. We also have the unveiling of the Temple of Zone, and this is a structure made up by one of our artists, Alex Daniels, who makes tiny homes, and we set up a pagoda style structure. And on the ceiling, we have 20 panels painted by 20 of our New Zone artists. And it's very well lit up, and so we will unveil that tonight. Also, we have a show of New Zone artists that did not participate in the Mayor's Art Show process in the Claus Meyer Room. We also have Photo Zone in the back, their monthly show. The opening reception starts tonight at 5:30 during the First Friday Art Walk. And like I said, we are the kickoff for the Eugene Visual Arts Week. They're going to do the 20 by 21 mural projects this week. International artists will be out there painting murals on different buildings. There's the bridge project. They're also going to be doing these pop-up exhibits, and I was selected to do one, and that will be on August 9th, next Friday. and I will do a history of the Salon de Refusé that I put on from 1991 to 2009, the first part, before they stopped the Mayor's Art Show a few years ago, and now have revived it, so we have the Salon 2.0. Also that night on August 9th, we will have the closing reception for the Visual Arts Week at the New Zone Gallery, again at 22 West 7th, and that will start at 5:30. This will not be a closing reception for our show, the Salon, that will go on through the month of August. Also, tomorrow at the Whitaker Block Party, which is in the Whitaker neighborhood in Eugene, the New Zone will have a community mural painting event. We did this last year. We're going to do it again this year. And we'll have these large canvases for adults and children to paint on. And then we will display these at different locations. Earlier this year, we did last year's at the public library. So please come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have music at both the opening reception tonight and the closing reception on the closing reception for the Visual Arts Week next Friday at the gallery. And
well, what, big week for visual arts in Eugene, though, and a big month, it sounds like, for the New Zone Gallery.
Oh, we got a lot going on. I also like to, you had No Shame, definitely check out No Shame Theater after the first Friday Art Walk. They had their first performance at New Zone some years ago, and as Smokey the Bear says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Steve, you got it all in there. Thank you so much. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760. Phone line open. We move on to Michael with the Siskiyou Singers in the Rogue Valley. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good smoke-free morning to you, Jeffrey.
Oh, a lovely one to you as well.
Yeah, I'm giving early notice today for Siskiyou Singers auditions, which are coming up at 6:30 p.m. September 3rd and September 10th. At First United Methodist Church in Ashland. Siskiyou Singers, longtime chorus here in the Rogue Valley, just completed a 10-day concert tour of Finland and the Baltic States. And so we are eager to dive back in for the fall 2019 season, and we're inviting experienced singers to come and audition to join us. The season will culminate in three performances of the choir's holiday program in December, which is going to be centered on Benjamin Britten's A Ceremony of Carols for chorus and harp. Many listeners are probably familiar with A Ceremony of Carols. It's very popular, or has been, during holiday seasons. It's a 11-movement piece, very short movements, 2 to 4 minutes each, with voice and harp. And was written during World War II while Benjamin Britten was crossing the Atlantic aboard a cargo ship. And, of course, the war was very much on his mind. And so the piece reflects the concerns of the time as well as sort of universal holiday concerns. So we're happy to be back from the Baltics, and we're hoping, even though we're not planning another trip in the coming year, we're hoping that people will join us and come and audition.
What is the audition date again?
The audition dates are September 3rd and September 10th at 6:30 p.m. at First United Methodist Church, which is 175 North Main in Ashland.
Okay. Siskiyou Singers looking for new members of the group. Thanks so much for calling, Michael. Good to talk to you on First Friday Arts.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, take care. This is the Jefferson Exchange. We now have a phone line open at 800-838-3760 as we move over to Dan at Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hey, Jeffrey. Hey, happy August, Jeffrey.
Happy August to you.
Camelot's actually really excited. We're opening up a very hot show for the very hot month of August. It's a spotlight. Spotlights are kind of unique shows that Camelot has originated. We do a little bit of biography and a lot of music. We're opening up Spotlight on the Mamas and the Papas, and it opens up next Thursday with a preview, and then opening night is Friday, and it runs all the way through September 1st.
Let us actually hear a little bit of the Mamas and Papas, the originals, not the folks you have here, but...
Right.
I passed along the way.
So I went straight to my favorite part of the song there. The harmonies are just gorgeous, and I know that that Brian O'Connor, who does your sound, said that he couldn't provide a clip of them yet because they're practicing in a place that wasn't really good acoustically at the moment. But
knowing
and having worked with a couple of the singers in that show, I know that you got a really good crowd there.
Well, we have got Kristen Calvin, Eric Conley, Robbie DaCosta from the Robbie DaCosta Band, and also Mia Gaskin, and Rose Passione will also be one of the performers for this. So we've got an incredible talent of musicians and also the singers for this show. So it's going to sound very close to that.
So opening night, Thursday the 9th?
Thursday the 9th opens up, and it runs through Sunday the 1st of September.
Okay, sounds good. Camelot Theater and Talent. Dan, I hope to talk to you next month as well.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Okay. Bye.
First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760. Todd from the Collaborative Theater Project based in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, Jeffrey. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a wonderful musical finishing up. Death Takes a Holiday plays just its final weekend this week, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 1:30, and it's been selling great, and it's a really lovely, lovely production based on the original 1922 play and 1934 movie. Some people might even remember the movie later on called Brad Pitt Meet Joe Black.
Uh-huh.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful musical, and we've had a great time working on it. Then we have in August 23rd, coming up, our next production is Dancing at Lunasa, directed by Rick Robinson. It's a beautiful and humorous memory play about five sisters raising a child in 1930s rural Ireland. It's a wonderful new piece coming up.
In fact, yesterday was the date of Lunasa, the Celtic Harvest Festival.
Yes, really? Okay, uh-huh. Well, you know more about it than I do.
So well-timed.
I'm more involved with the musical.
Sure.
Folks can look for tickets on our website, which is ctpmedford.org, or phone number 541-779-1055. And we look forward to seeing people out for some wonderful live theater.
All right, Death Takes a Holiday now, and Dancing at Lunasa coming later in the month at Collaborative Theater Project across from Tinseltown and Cold Stone Creamery in the Medford Center.
Very, very good. You get your ice cream after you have theater.
We always mention that. Thanks for that. Appreciate it, Todd. And let's move on now to Barbara in Wairika from Liberty Arts. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And it is nice to look out and almost be able to see Ashland from Wairika.
Right.
No smoke. It's fabulous. And we would like tonight for everybody to slide into your boots, put on your hat, and join Liberty Arts at the opening reception of Cowboy Up. This is a terrific exhibit celebrating the rather unique rural culture and evolution of the American cowboy. It explores the rich tradition and history and ritualistic lore of equestrian life and the rodeo. So there's something for everyone there. But the show does include artists from across the United States who are sharing their paintings, photographs, and sculpture and memorabilia of part of the sort of rodeo culture and life. And an added bonus is that it's in conjunction also with Wairika Art Hops, which is an art walk that takes place up and down Minor Street and Broadway. So they will be dancing in the plaza, which is next to Liberty Arts, and the bar chords are playing, and they're a very popular local Wairika band, Mike Spazuski and Sam Cuenca. He's marvelous on the mandolin and all sorts of things, who are doing their own brand of sort of boot stomping acoustic music.
Mm-hmm.
And in between the songs, there will be cowboy poets. So we've got Mike McFadden and Kenny Graves, Bill Rogers are just a few, and maybe some more. And so it'll be a terrific evening. And the opening starts at 5 and goes through till 8 p.m. tonight, August 2nd. And the show itself runs through today until September 6th.
You got the whole cowboy evening planned in Wairika then.
Oh, it really is. And, of course, here in Wairika, it's bound to be very popular. So, yeah, so that runs through until September 6th. And Liberty Arts is located at 108 West Minor Street, Wairika.
All right, Barbara, always good to talk to you on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We move on now to Mike Gantenbein at the Brit Festival in Jacksonville. Welcome back to the Exchange.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Well, we have a huge August here. I think this is the busiest August we've ever had at Brit.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
And things kick off this evening as far as August goes. By the way, the orchestra is going to return to the Brit Hill, so the concert tonight will be at the Pavilion. And as long as the air quality holds out for us, we'll continue to have the rest of the performances there, too.
Excellent.
Always check BritFest.org just in case if you have any questions. But tonight we have Rachmaninoff with George Lee performing on piano, also a Sibelius piece. And then on Sunday evening, we've got a concert called The Rising Seas that features Claude Debussy's Lemaire and John Luther Adams' Become Ocean. And the season just continues from there. In fact, one of the highlights, well, we have lots of highlights. So I'm just going to mention Augustine Hawlick is playing violin next Friday evening. We've got Morgan James, I skipped ahead, on Tuesday evening performing with the orchestra. And then we're kicking or finishing things off with the Brit Festival Orchestra Spectacular, showing the famous film called The Battleship Potemkin and performing music along with the film as it goes.
Wow, that's a pretty tough thing for an orchestra, but cool, very cool.
Yeah, yeah, well, and it's a brand new arrangement. One of the bassists for the orchestra has come up with a fresh arrangement, lots of classic music all arranged in a new order.
All right,
so that should be a lot of fun.
All right, the heart of the Brit...
Go ahead. Once the orchestra season is over, then we're just on a big run of concerts. It kicks off with the Piano Guys on Tuesday, August 13th. Don't wait around. Those tickets are almost gone. OAR on Friday, August 16th. Taj Mahal Quartet and Mark Cohn featuring the Blind Boys of Alabama on August 17th. Iration and Pepper, a good old reggae tour on Sunday, August 18th. John Butler Trio, Cake, the Wood Brothers and Colter Wall, Brett Young, a Lost 80s Live. We've got eight 80s bands playing on that night. And then we wrap up August with Government Mule. So there's something for everyone.
Indeed. We were talking about the Flock of Seagulls portion of the 80s show just yesterday.
Uh-huh. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it is. It is all kinds of stuff going on. A big month for the Brit Festival, as you mentioned. Mike Gantenbein, thank you so much for joining us once again from the Brit Festival on First Friday Arts. Let's go on to Hyla at the Grants Pass Museum of Arts. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, Jeffrey. Good to talk to you.
Same here.
So we have tons of stuff happening. We just opened a new exhibit. Rick Bergman created photographs inspired by the Rogue River Indian Wars in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
So the exhibit is called The Land Remembers. And it's a series of infrared black and white photographs, and they're absolutely stunning. And then he's also written a book because he did a lot of research about the wars. It's a really interesting walk in time, actually, and it'll be there, just opened yesterday, and it'll be there through September 20th, and then obviously tonight is First Friday, so we'll be open till 9 o'clock tonight. And downstairs in Gallery 1, we have two artists that'll be featured for the month of September, August, right? Susan Paul Williams, who does wonderful pottery, and Catherine Wiley, who's a painter. So they'll be demonstrating tonight, and then they're work will be up for the whole month of August. And then our music series this month is on August 21st, and it's Max Hat and Etta Glass. And last month, for the first time, we sold out, and we actually had to turn people away. So if you're interested in coming to one of the museum concerts, I would suggest you get tickets now.
And let me play a clip, if you don't mind. Max Hat and Etta Glass playing No More Tattoos, and I really kind of took to this song quickly.
I used to sleep by the furnace, sipping hot air. I used to dream I was naked at the top of the stair. Well, now I sell Sub-Zero in Visimon West. See the king wear my strings. No one says anything.
Now, that's August 21st for Max Hat and Etta Glass?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets are $15, so it's really reasonable. And this is the first time we've had sort of a bluesy, jazzy singer, so mm-hmm. it's kind of cool.
We have
classes for kids through the entire month of August. They're every Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 3. Again, you can sign up on our website or call us. And then we have adult workshops. And this month, my assistant Kristen, who's a fabulous artist, teaches the elements of art. And so tomorrow, her theme is color, and then on the 24th, her theme is value. So you come away with feeling like you could really draw something or paint something. It's pretty cool.
All right, all kinds of fun stuff going on at the Grants Pass Museum of Art, as always.
Yep. So let me give you our phone number. It's 541-479-3290. And our website is www.gpmuseum.com.
gpmuseum.com, the easiest website to remember probably in the world. All right. Thank you so much, Hyla. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
You bet. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Look, our last 2 minutes go to Teresa at Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. Welcome back to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm breathing easy. So, hey, we're doing something really interesting this particular couple of months. Shepherd's Dream is welcoming Portland artist Michelle Sabatier. In fact, she's on her way here right now. And the show is on a smaller scale in caustic landscapes. And the opening exhibit is featuring works that are titled after William Faulkner's novel, The Sound and the Fury. So all the titles of every piece is reminiscent of the soliloquy upon Lady Macbeth's death. Really, I've never seen anything like this before. It's very, very cool. Plus, it's free admission. Shepherd's Dream is also welcoming Celtic harpist, Callie Rose. And did I hear you say that yesterday was a Celtic harp festival in Medford?
No, just in the world in general. Lunas, I mean, it's kind of a moving feast, but August 1st is one of the general dates acknowledged for the Celtic festival of Lunasa.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a first for me, so I'm very excited. I know her. I have known her for a while, and she has the most beautiful, artistically hand-carved cherry wooden harp.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen anything. It's in the shape of a tree at the bottom. It's absolutely gorgeous. And she performs both locally and internationally. And she also leads tours to Ireland, which she talked about with me at great length. Did you receive that clip from me that I sent you?
I did not in time anyway, and we're almost out of time, so we're just reminding people to go to Shepherd's Dream on the plaza in Ashland next to Martoli's Pizza. Thank Teresa for calling, and we get to the break with Waylon Jennings singing the 33rd of August. Thanks for participating in First Friday Arts, and thanks for listening.
I don't understand. It's the 33rd.